Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
We are honored and thankful for those who have gone before us with a torch of fire and vision in preserving this historical site. We thank you for allowing these visionaries to maintain the focus and purpose of God's faithfulness and power. Many have and continue to stand on the shoulders of leaders, rising up through the ashes and challenges. Dr. Martin Luther King stated this: "The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in a moment of convenience and comfort, but where he stands at the time of challenge and controversy." We thank those who crawled through the mud and storms of life to protect the freedom of those who were unable to see the vision and outcome. May we be thankful with pride and love, void of arrogance or ownership, as we celebrate this unified moment of Thanksgiving. May we remember the rights of Reverend J. Edward Nash and Bishop William Henderson, who was simply instructed by God to save this structure and its materials, ensuring this history for all posterity's sake. We now stand on the shoulders of these pillars that blaze the initial trail of the original glory of this house. Now, we that remain must ensure that the light of glory shines forth even brighter as we seek God's guidance and directions to launch into a bright and triumphant future, making this house shine forth evermore. May we continue our thirst for freedom, unity, and love in the continued restoration of humanity by way of this historical restoration through God, in whom we trust. Amen.
Amen.
Welcome.
Well, this next trailblazer that I have the honor of introducing or reintroducing here to the podium has championed the modern day movement of what you see today and what will continue here at the church. President Lily Wiley Upshaw of the Buffalo Niagara Freedom Station has done an amazing work carrying out our family's legacy as well. Just to see the church standing, fighting for the restoration and for this interior historical renovation has been incredible. So would you all help me welcome Lily Wiley Upshaw?
Wonderful community here in our city, and especially here in the corridor. And I don't know, you know how they say we're all related. I'm claiming myself. I think I'm a Henderson too. I think I. Yeah. So it has really been an amazing journey for me personally to be a part of this. And I think one of the reasons why I wanted to be able to help and give is because the history and the legacy of all of the people that Rachel mentioned that made this church great, that helped to impact this community, their voices and their stories cannot go unheard. There are lessons in the past of how we have triumphed as a people that will help to inform how we triumph as a people in the present and in the future. So we all have an obligation to tell those stories, to breathe life back into those people. Because if we don't, we will forget. They will not be known. And we see it happening in real time. And we're fortunate that we're here in this city of Buffalo that truly lives out our city of good neighbors, because it has taken a collective effort. And it didn't start with us. It started in the past with those groups, that congregation, the Second Baptist Congregation in 1836, one of three black congregations in this city that came together and said, we are going to build a space for us, by us, so we can worship, we can pull this community together, and that's exactly what they did. And do you know that you are standing on the floor that they stood upon? That you are within the walls in which they took their breath? And when you look around, you should hear their voices and feel their faith and their energy and their strength. It is true, we stand on the shoulders of those who have come before us, that there is a legacy that we are obligated to pursue. And we are not done. We've restored this church. The next step is building even more. The next step is to continue the good fight. They welcomed strangers to their doors and made them part of the community, those that were seeking freedom. As the Buffalo Niagara Freedom Station Coalition is our board, we will continue to do the same. Because God knows there's others in need of safety and a safe harbor. And we will be working collectively with everyone here on Michigan Street. We will be working collectively with all the people that you will hear from today that have had a hand and a part in this. And so let's get to it. So this is phase two of our project. For some of you who may have been here back in 2022, we were announcing that we had done the structural work, which means the bones of the church are secure. We announced in 2022 that we'd gotten funding from Senator Schumer to do the interior restoration. Took a little bit longer than I would have liked, arguably, but we got it done. And so we want to thank and acknowledge the contribution for Senator Schumer, the $500,000 contribution that helped to do the interior renovation. And so representing Senator Schumer here today, because I think he had a few more other pressing things to deal with, is the Western New York Regional Director for Senator Schumer's office, Matthew Warble.
Thank you. I want to start by congratulating the church, especially the Henderson family, Ms. Wiley Upshaw, Mr. Alford, the corridor, and all of the partners in government and the community that led us to this exciting day on Michigan Street. Michigan Street Baptist Church is a cornerstone of Buffalo's African American history, and its restoration honors the legacy of those who fought for freedom and equality in Western New York. Although we couldn't be here today, the Senator is incredibly proud to have secured this funding to help make this restoration possible, and we're honored to be a part of this a truly exciting day. So thank you and congratulations.
Thank you. We talked a lot about legacy and standing on the shoulders of those who've come before us. So at this time, I would like the present board members of the Buffalo Niagara Freedom Station Coalition to please stand and be recognized for all of your efforts too. just went through a recruitment process this past fall semester. So we recruited some new members to the board that Bishop Henderson started so many years ago. And I also want to acknowledge Richard Berger, who's been one of our longstanding board members, and I know that he's happy to see this day. I'd also like to take a moment to just to acknowledge past Buffalo Niagara Freedom Station Coalition board members. Sandy White, if you could please stand. And I don't know if there's anyone else that I may have missed, but as again, we want to say that we stand on your shoulders, and the work that the previous boards have done in the past have certainly helped to bring us here to this day. So we thank you so much for everything that you have done and what you will continue to do to support us as we continue to move forward. So as I mentioned, this is really a community collaborative project. So we had Senator Schumer funding in to help do the beautification, but the structural stabilization was a combination of state funds and prior state development, monies that were earmarked to us from Senator Hochul, or from Governor Hochul, and we also had federal dollars in the stabilization part. So this is technically considered the completion of our phase two, and we have another phase coming on. To represent the state, and we want to again acknowledge the partnership we have with Empire State Development and their team who have been so instrumental in helping us and in providing guidance and helping make sure that the funding is there when we need it. We want to thank you. And we also would like to hear at this time from New York State Civil Service Commissioner Tim Hoges, which by the way, Tim and I have history. I knew him when he was a freshman in college. I know, I didn't want to date myself.
You said you weren't going to do it. Not a baby. I got to compose myself. Good afternoon, and thank you, Lily, for that wonderful introduction. So we're in church, and that gave me like 1 to 2 minutes, but the senator's representative took like 2 seconds. And so just standing here and listening to individuals and just thinking about the moment, it reminds me of this song, and it talks about, and I'm not going to sing, but it talks about we've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in His holy word. He's never failed us yet. And then it says, oh, can't turn around. All right, there you go. So in church, can I get an amen?
Amen.
Can I get an amen? All right. Well, thank you so much once again for allowing me the opportunity to speak at this point in time in the nation's history. What we're doing here is amazing, and we're standing up for what we believe in and what is right. And so I'm happy to represent Governor Hochul. She's also allowed me the ability to serve on the New York State Community Commission on Reparations and Remedies. That was formed recently. And so we are studying the injustice of slavery, and we are tasked with examining the legacy of slavery and the subsequent discrimination that is still happening to our people to this day. So once again, I do want to thank the church and all the leaders here at the Michigan Street African American Heritage Corridor and the commission. Governor Hochul knows how important this neighborhood is and the Michigan Street Corridor is, and she celebrates the opportunity to support such a significant event and the impact that it has not only on this neighborhood, not only on the city of Buffalo, but our nation. And we're glad to be here to talk about connecting the past, the present, and the future. New York State, under Governor Hochul's leadership, has invested more than $33 million into the corridor. That's when you guys clap a little bit. Because we know without money, it takes money to do a lot of things that we do. And so we are excited about that. And we know that the goal of the corridor is to create a unified destination to tell the countless stories of Buffalo's African-American community and how they have shaped not only our city, but once again, our nation. And so once again, I would like to take the time to thank our partners that have contributed and supported the state in this project. And so Senators Sean Ryan and April Baskins, who we have here as former chairwoman of the legislature. She's moving on up. All right, amen. Our fabulous Assemblywoman, Majority Leader, like my second mom growing. I've known her for a long, long time. Assemblywoman Crystal People Stokes and Assemblymember John Rivera. We have our Mayor Chris Scanlon. Y'all can clap, it's okay. I'll keep talking. Our County Executive Mark Colacars. Our Congressman Tim Kinney, as you heard, Senator Chuck Schumer, and the many members of the City Council and County Legislature, as well as my buddy Terry over there. Thank you for all the stuff you've done. And I'd like to give a great, huge shout out to the Commissioner of ESD, Hope Knight. She treats Buffalo like her second home. She's here giving away money on a daily basis, so we'd like to thank her and Paul from ESD for all the things that you have done to continue to push this forward. And so today, Buffalo Niagara Freedom Station Coalition works to preserve and promote the heritage of the Michigan Street Baptist Church. And New York is partnering with the nonprofit group to ensure the church remains a destination for residents and visitors alike. And so this is an economic engine and an impact, and it gets to tell our story. And so this is so important because all across the nation, we are seeing black historic sites disappearing at an alarming rate. But Buffalo has fought hard to hold on and to showcase the black historical sites so that you will not forget the fight, the lives that were sacrificed from the freedom seekers who traveled through the Underground Railroad. And it's important, as Liz said, we do not forget. And so everyone wants these sites to be the best they can be, to be accessible, to be attractive, and visitor friendly. And so while honoring the rich history of each location and the neighborhood as a whole, this is an opportunity to uplift Buffalo and add a spark of intangible investments. And the governor has continued to do that throughout the corridor in East Buffalo. And so we're proud of the $20 million investment that we made in the Homeowner Assistance Fund, the $10 million investment we made in the Home Improvement Program, the $4.5 million we made in the Down Payment Assistance Program that will help individuals purchase homes, and then opening the Goodwill's Good Skills Career Center that will be happening on Jefferson. So in closing, once again, I would like to thank you for allowing me to be here and joining us today. And since we're in church, please continue to pray for the progress that's happening here. Continue to pray for one another. But this book that I read out of, and I know it's difficult, it says continue to pray for those who have leadership over you at the federal level, at the state level, at the local levels, because we do believe that prayer truly changes things. So thank you so much.
As he mentioned, several people who have truly been partners with us, and no one has really exemplified that more than Majority Leader of the New York State Assembly, Crystal People Stokes. Woo! We know that it was through her leadership that the commission was started. We know that it was through her leadership that we all came together in that Eastside Avenues project, which really lent the resources and the leadership that we needed to get great lift to what we have been doing here in the corridor. And so without further ado, Assembly Majority Leader.
Good afternoon. This is probably the most appropriate time, it's always appropriate, but this morning over.
Yeah.
To God be the glory.
God be the glory.
the glory for all the great things he has done in the lives of all of you here today, all of us here today, and in the lives of our people. I remember when this concept of the Heritage Quarter came to my attention. And I want to at this point bless Kevin Cottrell, who started the Michigan Avenue Heritage Area. And he mentioned that, you know, the Parks Department would provide resources for areas that are considered a heritage area, but you have to go through this process. So we put together people on the board to go through that process. Everything was done exactly like they called for it to be done. Unfortunately, at that time, something happened to the state's budget, so they stopped funding heritage corridors. But, you know, our history is way too important to stop the work.
Yeah.
So we just kept working. We just kept finding people to fill in the gaps and to figure out how we can make these things happen. There are a lot of people on my list that I should personally thank, and most of the people that Lily has previously mentioned that are on the board, I recruited to be on the board, with the exception of Richard Berger. I think he was already on. And what an honor and a pleasure it is to see that many of them stayed and saw this work to fruition, and when they did it, then we were able to find people like Lily Upshaw.
Yeah.
And I cannot tell you how much I so honor and respect that woman like that. She brought a level of skill set and due diligence to this project to nobody could stop her in working for this church. I also want to honor the Community Foundation. I see that Betsy is here and she's going to be speaking to you later, but they were always here. Every single step of the way. They never walked away from this project, even when things got very difficult in dealing with people who we had put on the board. And people get difficult sometimes. But the Community Foundation never stepped away, and I really do honor you all for your due diligence on that. And certainly by the time we got to the level where Empire State Development was engaged, and they realized that this is not just a celebration of Black people's history.
God.
So much history was founded here.
Yeah.
But they realized that it's a tourist destination.
Preach.
You know, that Black people travel more in search of their history than any other people in the world because it was taken from us.
Yeah.
So now we want to see it.
Yeah.
When they realized there was an economic value, yes, they did put state dollars up on the plate for it. That's right, because there is a return on that investment. And they understood it, so I honor everybody that works. I see Paul sitting in the back. He did a ton of work around building the plan to set this up. And eventually they got to the point where Terry Alford was hired.
Yeah.
Perfect decision.
Yeah.
Perfect decision. So while we're here celebrating, you know, the restoration of this edifice, of this piece of history that speaks to what we did as people in this community. When no one else was helping us build anything, we built our own. And I venture to say that we're back in those times again.
Yeah.
We need to realize that at some point we're gonna have to build our own and build our own community. So I honor everybody, including the Hendersons, who had a major role in making this happen. I honor and all honor to your previous husband, who was an amazing man. And certainly to Reverend Nash as well.
Yes.
Because he stood in the gap for a lot of years when most of us weren't even born or even thought about when Reverend Nash was standing in the gap in this church and holding it down. I will say this lastly, and I take exception, and I still do take exception, to the people who came in and did the research and tried to tell us that this was not an Underground Railroad site.
Come on.
I didn't like that then. I don't like that now.
Yeah.
I feel the history of my people in this place.
Come on.
I feel it, and I congratulate all of you who helped us restore it so that the young people that are now in church all across the city, that are in schools, that live in this community, understand what we have right here. Because I grew up like 8 blocks away from here. I didn't realize what the history was here because my parents didn't realize what the history was here. That's why we still have some things that are missing that should be here. I won't even mention the name of the woman who used to live right next door. Or the Michigan Street Y that was designed by a Black man. There's just so much in this quarter that is for us and was by us. So thank you so much for helping us pull it together into a place where our young people can have as much gratitude and pride in it as we do. Thank you and God bless.
But I do need to bring up to the podium our New York State Senator April Baskets. Now, she's just getting started as our senator, but when she was in the county
chairwoman.
Yes, we know what she did. Yes, the funding, the support. I tell you, when we would look up, there would be something just dropped in the mail from April. We didn't ask, but it was right on time every time. Because this woman cares about her community and will go to the mat to do everything that she can to help to see this city grow and thrive. I am so happy that she could make it with us, that she was able to get here today, and I am so pleased to welcome my sister up to the stage.
Lily is a force, giving honor to God, to all of our leaders that are here today, and the community. What a glorious day. I have to leave right after my remarks. Please forgive me. The Senate is in the midst of negotiating the budget, reviewing the governor's budget hearings, and because I'm a new student, I shouldn't miss class. Y'all want me there so I can learn what to do. And make sure that I'm voting the right way and bringing home the resources. I think the majority leader said it all so well and very best that there really isn't much more to say. I think being somebody that is present and a part of government, an American at this time, we can't help but draw a connection between where we are today and the news headlines that we see today. You can open up the paper and you can read about the person that is in charge of this country. People who are in charge matter. Has made a decision that there's going to be a targeted group of folks that are going to be identified, they are going to be chained, and they are not going to be welcomed in this country. And that is a direct reflection of the leadership and the people that are in charge. And what we as a people have to realize and have to know and have to always keep in mind is that the days that we have to leverage against those who are in charge is the day that we pick who is in charge. And when you connect that to the moment that we're celebrating right now, there was a moment in time when people who were in charge of this country had decided that there was going to be a specific group of people who were going to be targeted, and they were not going to be seen as human beings, but they were going to be identified as property, and they were not going to be treated as humans or have any rights, but they were going to be enslaved people. And those people wanted to escape the ideologies and the thoughts of who was in charge at that time, and they found a resting place and a place of solace and protection on this very ground. What a connection to draw.
Yes.
Who is in charge matters. Lily being in charge clearly matters. Terry being in charge matters. George K. Arthur being in charge matters. Crystal People Stokes being in charge matters. Mr. Berger matters. Former Council President Darius Pridgen being in charge matters. Paul, you being in charge matters. These things matter because the people who are in charge are essentially making the decisions for so many of us in our livelihood. And when I think about the young children that are calling this country home, and it's the only home and the only life that they know, is being ripped from them. Right now, as we sit here, there's some child in some school being ripped because they have been identified as the group that is the target of who's in charge in this country. And life as they know it is going to be ripped from them. That is heartbreaking. And to think about my ancestors and Black Americans, they were descendants of people who had the reverse ideology put upon them. Those descendants came from people who didn't necessarily want to be here, but they were raped and beaten and put in chains and brought here. Their descendants had to deal with the ideologies and the practices and the government policies of who was in charge. I'm so, so very grateful of who's in charge of the Michigan Street Corridor. I am so grateful for those that are in charge, for the decision makers, for Rachel, for Bishop Henderson and the Henderson family, and for all who labor and sacrifice every single day. How do you say the name of your design group, Azar? Azar, this is amazing. This team showed me a picture of the church centuries ago, and then how they had to work hard to replicate it with this artist back here. And I think it's very, very beautiful what they've done here to give us a place, like the majority leader said, that we can draw nigh to our history and pass it down to our children, because the people in charge want to erase it. God bless the people that are in charge. May they remain in charge, and may we stand behind them and keep supporting them. I wish the Michigan Street and the Freedom Station folks the best. You have a fighter in the New York State Senate who is on your side. We will keep bringing home that bacon, and we will keep building up this corridor until it is exactly what God has intended it to be. Thank you all so much for having me today. Enjoy the rest of the presentation.
I am just overcome by our community. I just have no words. Thank you very much, Senator Baskins. And now I'd like to bring up and hear comments from our mayor, Christopher Scallon. Would you come and step on up? As we know, it has taken a community. So it's been the state, federal government, local philanthropy groups. It has also been the city contributing to the growth and the work and the development of the corridor. Here you go, Mayor. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. It is an absolute honor for me to be here today to celebrate the interior restoration of the Michigan Street Baptist Church. The majority leader touched on the fact that she grew up just 8 blocks away, and what this corridor and this area meant to you growing up. I did not, in all honesty. This is my first time in this church. But I'm going to tell you, there's something about you walk in here, you feel something.
Yes.
And I don't know if that's the spirit of Reverend Nash or Bishop Henderson or the history of this location, but you feel something when you walk in this room. And while you look around the fantastic restoration, the physical restoration of this building, I think it's more important that that spirit and that feeling is preserved and as we move forward, and that the legacy of Bishop Henderson is preserved as we move forward. So to that end, I want to thank the Henderson family for continuing that legacy as we move forward, not just here at the Michigan Street Baptist Church, but along the Michigan Street African-American Heritage Corridor. This corridor, this church, not just impacts or has not just impacted the city of Buffalo, but has impacted our nation. As we all know, we know how important this corridor and this location, how important a role it played in the Underground Railroad. As the majority leader mentioned, some people like to deny that, but there is no denying that. And to put it frankly, this corridor saved lives. This corridor preserved a culture, a legacy, and a history that we can all now embrace and celebrate. And it wasn't taken away from the people, it was tried to taken away from the horrors of the past of this country. So I want to acknowledge also my partners in government that are here today, the fantastic work that they have done bringing resources and funding to this site and along this corridor. And I've been talking to the majority leader of the Buffalo Common Council about some things along with Terry and everyone else on this Wood 2B campus of what we'll do here with the City of Buffalo. This 2B campus here, along with some infrastructure work that we'll be able to do along this corridor in the very near future. So I think you should keep your eyes and ears open to that end. But today's a celebration, celebrating the fantastic work that was done in here. I can't imagine how much joy it brings to the Henderson family, and I'm sure that Bishop Henderson is smiling down and enjoying this day. So again, thank you for having me here today, and I look forward to working with everyone here well into the future. Thank you.
So the mayor mentioned a couple of words we like to hear, that partnership campus, and Terry's already been telling him what we need, what we want, and what we have to have to continue to share the story and to build up this neighborhood. Because not only is this history about African American people, but it's a history that we all share in the city of Buffalo. So I don't want this to be the first and only time that you step through the door. Come and take a tour, learn from us why we are here, why this is so important for us to all share this story far and wide, and why the city, along with all of us, needs to continue to invest in this neighborhood. So I've been mentioning a lot about the word community, and you heard Assembly Leader Crystal People Stokes mention and point out Betsy Constantine from the Community Foundation for Greater Buffalo. The Community Foundation for Greater Buffalo, along with Gene McEwen and other leaders there, have been invested in the work of this church for over 20 years. And although she couldn't be here today, the Vice President for Azar Design, Gwen Howard, I think we were talking about this, and she started her work in this church, I think at the beginning of her career, and has been involved in some capacity for also over 20 years. So as I said, this church has been a project of love for so many of us. Bishop Henderson, his family, Sandy, so many people have helped shepherd this along the way. I feel no individual special role in this. It's just my part to play in the journey and the legacy of this church, and I'm honored to be able to do that. I'm also honored that I have been able to partner with the Community Foundation. You know, sometimes government money is a little difficult to work with. Sometimes it's reimbursable, and you have to have money in order to spend to get the money back. And that can be hard. But the Community Foundation has been a partner to be able to stand in the gap, and they've helped us to be able to do that. And I will say that through our relationship with the state, they have also been very flexible too. So I saw some faces, I'm sorry if I said that. But I don't mean nothing by that. But the Community Foundation for Greater Buffalo has really been a true partner and has been really invested in helping to make sure that we had what we needed. And it's not just been for the church, but it's for this entire corridor. So we are very honored to have the leadership of Ms. Constantine, and now I'd like to just invite her to say a few things.
Thank you, Lily. It is my honor to be up here today, representing really a 20-year relationship, as you said. And I wish the mayor was still here, because I remember very clearly the first time I ever entered these doors about 15 years ago. And I wish I'd have been as a school child, right? Which will be how it will be every going forward. All school children in this community should have the opportunity to see the places where the people were hidden within these doors, to see the basement of this church where the Niagara Movement, right, the abolitionists and the incredible history in this community, you could feel it, even though it wasn't brushed up as beautifully as it is today, you could feel and see that power. So I am, that's not what I was planning to say, but I am so grateful to be here representing, as you said, a 20-year partnership, and we are proud to be partners of what has been a beacon of hope, certainly for the African American community, but really for our community. I think since the cornerstone was laid in 1845, is that right? This has been a true place of gathering and protection and safety and what we really believe is community. So we've talked a little bit about some of the incredible people who have made this possible, and I'm going to have to thank them all again, of course, because this is worth it. Senator Schumer, thank you for the money to make this restoration possible. New York State has been absolutely incredible, and Crystal People Stokes has been a true champion of this. I know we've talked about that, but she's got the war stories to prove. She was just sharing some with me, that some that I might not have heard, some that I had, about what it took to really preserve what is an important part of our real history in this country. And it does feel a little overwhelming, I have to say, standing here today. Um, to to celebrate that and to ensure that we continue to support this history that is important that every one of us should know and understand because it is the real American history, and also that we celebrate and embrace the vision that you all have for the future. So Lily Wiley Upshaw has done an incredible job. I stopped my thank you somewhere along the way, which I didn't mean to. Sorry. Oh, you in trouble? The county, the city, Terry Alford, every member of the Buffalo Freedom Station Coalition has done just a tremendous job to allow us to be here today. I had forgotten that the bishop had stood in front of the wrecking ball. That is pretty incredible. So anyway, I've definitely gotten off track. But to me, this is a sign of what we really imagine at the Community Foundation, which is a vision of a vibrant and equitable Greater Buffalo region where every individual thrives. And this is a perfect picture of that. So thank you for your tireless efforts and congratulations and to many more.
Councilwoman Leo, would you like to say? So we're nearly at the end of our formal remarks, but of course, Terry Alford, the executive director of the Mission Street African American Heritage Corridor, will be reading a song. But before Terry steps up, I would just like any corridor members who are here to please stand, as well as our wonderful team at the corridor to stand as well, to just be recognized by all of us. As you already heard, when Eastside Avenue's project launched, that enabled us to be able to hire a staff here in the corridor. And Sharon Holly, along with Sheila Brown, George K. Arthur, George Scott, Danny Williams, there were so many people that were laboring here to keep these stories alive. When there was not this sense of urgency or investment. And we must again thank them and acknowledge them for what they have been able to do and that they were here standing in the gap along with Bishop Henderson and so many others. And once we were able to get the investment to hire a staff, then we've been able to grow by leaps and bounds. And it's a team that we are so incredibly thankful for, the leadership that Terry exhibits, the hard work of his whole staff, to help make this all work. I'm so incredibly grateful and thankful for that partnership, because certainly as a volunteer and all of us who volunteer our time, they're the ones that are here day in and day out doing work, and so we appreciate you so much. So Terry.
Good afternoon now. Good afternoon, right? We started in the morning. You know, it's fully appropriate that sunshine is coming through that glass, you know? It's so fully appropriate. We like to say we tell the stories and things, so I'm going to share a quick story. I am not going to abide by that 2-minute rule. I'm just letting you know that now, real quick. So, you know, I celebrated a birthday earlier in the month. I don't need applause for that, because I'm getting over it. Yeah, belated. And, I got up this morning knowing that we're going to be doing this great thing today, honoring this church. So I decided to put on a white shirt and a tie. You know, I'm going to put a tie on today. I'm going to try to be as tight as the law firm of Smith and the whole of that. And of course, Buford, if he's still here. And I come in here and, you know, young Mrs. Henderson Kanye over there, first thing she says to me is, Terry, you look good. You look like an abolitionist. And I'm like looking around, I don't see any black and white photos of myself up here on stage. But thank you anyway. I've been caught worse. But being a freedom, being an abolitionist, I'm not going to talk as long as that. So on behalf of our African American Heritage Corridor and the church's sister founding culture anchors, I would like to extend a hearty congratulations to Lily and the other members of the Buffalo Niagara Freedom Stations Coalition on a successful, beautifully restored Michigan Street Baptist Church. The best of Buffalo of the 1840s is now in the best of Buffalo today, and recalling the work of that congregation is a true inspiration for the work that we have before us today. I wanted to write that and be able to say that to you, because you know, the Living Mission, I was constitute the first hire of the commission here. In the second week of my orientation, if you remember, where our old office on Genesee Street, Lily got a call in the middle of my orientation that the church's foundation, right over there, right underneath you, blew out, right? And we decided to stop the orientation and rush over to see the extent of the damage and what have you. It wasn't so much looking at the stones, the foundation that had blew out, looking and peering into that space that was closer to 200 years old. May not have been seen in almost 200 years from the original builders, if you will. What struck me was the number of people that came together that fast. Members of the board, your Freedom Station's coalition board, folks from the community. We had a guy, I think he was on your board, came and supplied wood and a hammer and nails, you know, to try to fix that hole over there. The people from the state and the city and the county, some of the developers that you had been working with, they got together that moment to address that issue. And mind you, this church was leaning halfway to the side. You had steel girders up in here.
Yeah.
But what that told me at the time was I was in the right place, because despite who you are, if you're black, white, whatever economic condition you find yourself in, you know, your walk of life, these structures, these edifices, this sacred ground, if you will, means something to people.
Come on.
Enough so that they'll come out and put their lives down on it. Yeah. And isn't that so especially true right now? It's so especially true knowing the importance and the value of knowing our histories and our heritages and our storytelling, which is important to the next generation. I always want to always acknowledge all those folks that, Mr. Hogan, thank you, you did a very good job of doing my job.
All right.
Check in the mail.
Yes, sir.
But we also want to acknowledge those other partners that we have, the Center for Regional Strategies, the Regional Revitalization Partnership, the East Side Avenues. All these folks are coming together to provide capacity support, operations support, so that we can expand the vision that we have here and what the mayor just said, trying to seize back our vision, trying to create that vibrant community that once was at the turn of the 20th century, right? We got a long way to go, got a lot of work to do, but judging by what I see here in this edifice, we're in good company. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
So the next phase to be on the lookout for, very soon we're going to start construction of an annex that will be here on our green space that will connect to the church and help to make it accessible. That is entirely funded by Empire State Development. So again, we are very, very thankful for that. And we'll be working closely again with the Azar design team to help in designing that. And so we're very, very excited for that next phase of the project. So, you know, y'all be coming back for another groundbreaking in a couple more years. So that's phenomenal, and we're very thankful. So, Rachel, we're sort of at the end of our formal remarks. I do want to say that this Saturday, February 1st, we're going to be open for free tours. You have to register online to get a tour of the church. And then thereafter, there will be a limited tour schedule. Rachel and I are the only two really giving the tours right now, but that's going to change. But we will be open for folks to be able to come in and get tours of the church. We are going to start being able to do that.
Yes. Thank you all again for being here. It was incredible hearing from all of our officials and people who have been on this journey with us for so long. We hope that you continue on the journey with us. And we look forward to seeing you back here again. Make sure you come for a tour. And I believe we have a special presentation from the Buffalo Urban League. Please come on up, sir.
So we did hear about a lot of money that's coming to the corridor, so we're not here for that. So, so I kind of feel like a little drummer boy. But I did want to present to you something from a local artist, Dorothy Edwards, who painted this rendition of Mississippi Street.
Thank you so much.
Wow.
That is beautiful. That is beautiful. And we will certainly hang this up with much pride and appreciation. Thank you very, very much. Now, I think there still may be some cookies and water left, so you're more than happy to still stay, take more pictures. And again, from all of us in the corridor, on our board, I hope I can speak for the family. We really thank and appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you.
Thank you.